This is the Dope Black Women Podcast.
Welcome back to the Dope Black Women Podcast, and I'm Shanley. I'm your self-care coach and the founder of Good To Me. I'm really excited for this episode because I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, and it's all about self-compassion. So how you can be kind or kinder to yourself. So I'm going to be going through some tips, sharing a bit about my story, and really teaching you how you can start developing self-compassion. And I really like to talk about this topic because not many people touch on this topic, especially when it comes to self-care, and self-compassion is a big part of self-care. It's the part that actually helps you to develop a relationship with yourself, a kind, compassionate relationship with yourself. It is the part of self-care that's not really the tip of the iceberg. It's actually the stuff that's underneath. And the things that are underneath the iceberg are the things that are usually not seen when it comes to self-care. And I know that many of you really want to start developing self-compassion. It's one of the biggest questions that I get asked all the time. And if we're thinking about what self-compassion is, just so that we're all singing from the same hymn sheet, self-compassion is basically treating yourself like you would a friend or a loved one. I want you to think about or write down all the things that you have or you do for your friends, and think about whether you do those things for yourself. Do you do as much for yourself? Do you have as much patience with yourself? Are you as kind with yourself, right? Are you as giving to yourself? And this is really one of the main parts that is overlooked often. And yes, there can be some barriers that get in the way, and hopefully we'll touch on some of those things, and I'll be sharing with you some tips in terms of how you can overcome that. So when we think about self-compassion, when you see the research, it usually talks or references to self-compassion, but it's really the same as, you know, kindness, being kind to yourself. But how do we really be kind to ourselves, or how do we practice self-compassion and also develop that sense of acceptance? Right. I know many of you dope black women are busy doing things out there in the world. Out there in the world, you're serving, you're doing awesome things, you're giving, you're pouring from your cup. And often, you know, how much time do you dedicate or take to actually pour back into yourself? And self-compassion is one of the ways that you can start filling your cup up. And self-compassion isn't something that comes easy to many of us. And I know for me, it was really hard. Lots of the things that get in the way of us being kind to ourselves is our early experiences. So sometimes this can be due to our upbringing, you know, maybe having critical parenting, or even, you know, you might have had the greatest parents, not saying your parents are terrible, anything like that, but you know, sometimes, you know, your parents may want the best for you, and it may actually impact you, impact your mindset and your beliefs about yourself. And even if that was fine, you might then go into school, college, all of those early year experiences when you were young, and you may have gotten bullied. So these things then, you know, mean that it can be sometimes difficult for you to be kind to yourself because of the critique that you've heard. And then you might find that these same things from a young age have now continued into adulthood. And before, it may have not impacted you or affected you, or you never really thought about it. But now you're starting to see how this is unfolding, how it's starting to impact you, and how it's starting to affect you. So there's the early experiences that can get in the way. Then, you know, it can be your own beliefs about, you know, treating yourself in a kind and compassionate way. You might not see it as something that you do for yourself, but something that you actually do for others. You may be so hard on yourself or so critical to yourself that you don't even know. And these things can stop you from being dope. These things can stop you from showing up and serving at your best. So it's just important to think about for your own self. We all have different journeys. We all come from different walks of life. what maybe has impacted you? What has been the cause of you, you know, working so hard, putting so much pressure on yourself, being overly critical towards yourself? So that's something for you to think about. I know for me, I had like a mixture of all of them. And I think it came from my early experiences where I had parents who really, really wanted the best for me and were quite critical. And I was one of those children that just took anything on. You know, if you said, do not do that, I'm not doing it. If you said you are this, okay, that's it. And that is how, you know, usually we all are at a young age. We're trying, especially from the age up until the age of 7, we're trying to understand ourselves in life. We're trying to see where we fit in. So a lot of those beliefs, a lot of the things that have been said, we take them and they are ingrained in our brains, and they are carried with us throughout adulthood until they're challenged, really, until we make the effort to challenge, to modify these beliefs and change some of them. But again, if we were not aware, we don't know that we're doing it. And I know for a long time, I wasn't even aware of how hard I was working myself until I burnt out. I didn't know what being kind to myself was. Being kind, I could do that. I was always putting everybody before me, people pleasing to the highest, you know, never saying no, no boundaries, you know, and that led me to burning out. And it nearly stopped me from actually creating a business that I love, because I was just going and not stopping at all. And I don't know if any of you guys have experienced anything like this or find yourself in this kind of cycle. I'm going to go through some ways that you can get out of this cycle, or even just develop your compassion and take it to another level. There is a doctor, Dr. Krista Nerf, who's done a lot of research in self-compassion, and she breaks down compassion into 3 components, which I really, really like. Very simple and very clear. So the first one is mindfulness. The second one is common humanity. And then the third one is self-kindness. Is kindness, right? So if we're thinking about mindfulness, this is basically the stage of awareness. So when you are starting the practice of self-compassion, it starts with awareness, and it also starts with you actually making the decision to be kind. There's always a choice. If you want to make any change in your behavior, in your life, it starts with you making that decision. And I know many of us can be scared of making decisions, or we can simply just have decision fatigue. But it starts with you making that decision to start choosing you. Because again, how are you going to give? How are you going to show the world your dopeness if you are not filling yourself back up? You cannot, literally, you cannot pour from an empty cup. I love the analogy so much, but you cannot, right? I'm going to keep on saying you cannot until you guys kind of really understand that. And it comes to actually putting it in practice. It's easier said than done. So first, it starts with being mindful. So mindfulness is all about being aware and being present on purpose, okay? Being present in the current moment without judgment, okay? So without judgment is really important, because a lot of the time we spend being critical, analyzing, judging other people, ourselves. And do you know how draining that is for your mind? So draining. And actually, there's been some research in terms of mindfulness, and it's been found that we actually spend about 47% of our times in autopilot. Yeah, so half of the time we are thinking about the past, we're ruminating, overthinking about things that happened, things that we did. Did I do this right? Oh my gosh, did I, you know, what could I have done in that situation? Or we're worrying, we're stressing, we're thinking about the future. Yeah, so really, those types of behaviors cause low mood, depression, stress, overwhelm, anxiety. And I'm not just kind of coming on here, you know, saying be careful of these things, but I have actually experienced these things. I have experienced like intense anxiety because of over analysis, judging too much, and judging mainly of myself. Okay. And if you are critical to yourself or you're critical to others, you know, it's just like, you know, you can't be just one. If you're critical to yourself, you're most likely critical to others. If you're judgmental of others, you're going to be judgmental of yourself. So when you see those critical people out there criticizing everything, trust me, they're being just 10 times harder on themselves. So mindfulness is really key. It's important for us to be aware of the types of things that you're thinking about yourself, the types of ways that you are actually treating yourself, and actually the things that you say to yourself. So your self-talk, your inner dialogue. And again, your self-talk comes from those beliefs that you have. So if you have, you know, unhelpful negative beliefs about yourself or thoughts, your self-talk is most likely going to be negative. And we are actually programmed to think negatively if we are faced with some sort of threat or fear, which happens on a regular basis. But again, through self-compassion, this helps you to be able to soothe that system down and continue with throughout your life being able to be calm and at peace. The next thing is common humanity. So often what happens is when something goes wrong, when we don't do something, most of the time you'll probably be super hard on yourself, and that does no good for your resilience and your bounce back. And what's so important here is to remember that you are human. We are all humans, and the common thing that all humans have is that we make mistakes. We are not perfect, right? So anytime that you find that you're being hard on yourself, I want you to say, I am human. Then I want you to be mindful and then focus back on the present moment. Because when you start to engage in those unhelpful thoughts, again, it can take you down a spiral. You'll start to think you're the only one. You're the only one who's ever made that mistake. You're the only one who's ever messed up. So it can get really vicious, and it has a great way. You know, we have a great way as humans of isolating ourselves and forgetting that actually we're, as a collective, we are all not perfect. Doesn't matter what creed, what color you are, you're not. Well, I'm not saying you're not perfect, but we are all not perfect. And I think that's the beauty of being a human. The next thing is kindness. So again, this is you treating yourself as you would a friend or a loved one. So think about the amount of things that you probably tolerate, you put up with from friends, family, loved ones, clients, what have you. And when you make that little mistake or you mess up or there's some sort of failure, you're done. You're done with yourself. You give up on yourself. You give up trying. You're even harder on yourself. You beat yourself up, you know? So it's about really thinking about how much you tolerate from others and try and have that same level of tolerance for yourself. So treating yourself kindly. So thinking about what are the things that you do for others and start doing those things for yourself. If it's that you take your, you know, friends or loved one on a date, do that for yourself. Book them a massage. Do that for yourself. You tell them to have a rest or break. Do that for yourself. And you'll see that the more that you are able to do these things, the more and more full you will be and the more capacity you will have for anything that life throws at you. And it's also been found that the more kind and compassionate you are, those people who were kind and compassionate, they were more likely to actually be able to bounce back from failure. And the ones that were critical and hard on themselves were not. And even when we think about our self-talk, just going back to that, there was a research study that was really, really interesting, just to show you actually the power of your language, the power of talk, you know, your self-talk. So there was a research study that was carried out, I think it was with IKEA actually, and some students. So one set of students, they had, they both had the same plant. One set, their task was for the next 30 days was to speak and bully and say horrible things to the plant, to one plant. And then there was another plant, and there was a set of students, again, for the same 30 days, they were told to affirm the plant, to praise the plant. The plant that had the bullying and the horrible words said to it, it was limp, it didn't grow, it was really weak, and then the other plant was strong and tall. So you can just see how powerful your words are. So even, you know, it is important to be mindful of the things that actually come out of your mouth and to monitor what you are saying to yourself. And I'm just going to give you about three tips just to kind of help you to start this practice of self-compassion. So the first one is to monitor and modify your self-talk. So in order for you to change something, you need to be aware of it. So you need to monitor your self-talk. So monitoring when you're in those difficult situations, what kind of things are coming out of your mouth? What are the things that you say to yourself, the exact words? I want you to write them down, because again, whenever you hear them, you're going to be aware, and the more that you practice awareness, the less that you will do it. But then the next stage to take it that bit further is to modify your self-talk. And you can see here, I'm not saying change, because it's not that easy to just change something, but we want to modify it. So we want to make some modifications to what we're actually saying. So sometimes it might not just be that it's going to be positive self-talk. It might be that actually we just need to balance it out. Okay, so sometimes we have this way of being, of over exaggerating. So it's, I can never do anything, I'm stupid. How true is that? Yeah, has that got any fact to it? How true is that? And how helpful is that for you to say to yourself? The next thing is to think about your expectations. So again, what can often happen is where we fall into the trap of being unkind to ourselves is putting too much pressure on ourselves. So what kind of expectations do you have of your own self? Are they too high? And I think another important thing is to remember is that it's kind to give yourself some slack. It is kind to say, actually, I'm going to break this down. It's kind to actually say, I'm not going to actually do this today. I always say it's better to scale back, because when you scale back, you can actually scale up. You can move forward faster than if you put even more pressure on yourself. You will literally burn out and you will end up stopping. So think about the expectations that you are having on yourself. Are they actually even important? Are they even necessary? And then my next one, which is so important for all of you, you know, hard workers, you go-getters, how often do you reward or celebrate yourself, even your wins? So I want you to start celebrating your wins and start celebrating your efforts. So it's not going to be, you know, every time you get things complete or you really succeed at things, because I think everything is learning, which is great. So sometimes you might fail. And I think it's also about acknowledging the effort that you've put in, and celebrate that. So we want to have that positive reinforcement so that we can continue being kind to ourselves, because again, this is helping you to remove some of those unhelpful beliefs that you may have or had in the past from your early experiences. So by doing this, this is really kind of, again, helping make that positive change, and does absolute wonders for your esteem as well, because I know that was definitely something for me. My esteem was really, really low because I believed that I couldn't do certain things. I believed that certain, like, I wasn't worth it. So really taking time to acknowledge what you were proud of yourself for. And you can put this into practice by doing some mirror work. And after every day, going in the mirror and standing there and telling yourself the three things that you're proud of yourself for. So using your name, so ... I am proud of you for ... So if you can think of something that you're proud of yourself for right now, it could be in the past, it can be right now, or hopefully what you're working towards for the future. So celebrate every achievement and let yourself know how proud you are. Yeah. And when it comes down to when you're in difficult situations, it can be really difficult for you to even think of something kind for yourself. And when we're experiencing difficult emotions like stress, like anxiety, like low mood, it can be really hard to think straight and rationally. And what I want you to start to do is, when you are aware that you are feeling like this, I want you to try to step away from that emotion and imagine your friend was in that situation, and imagine what you would say to your friend in that situation. So this again will help you to further develop that your compassionate voice, your compassionate self-talk. So really try and practice that. Other ways that you can deal with difficult emotions can be through journaling, identifying what you're going through, seeing how this actually makes you human. Yeah. And then finally, giving yourself a few words of encouragement or kind words. Remember to give yourself permission to not be perfect, but to progress, to allow yourself to scale back so that you can scale forward or scale up. And again, when you're kinder to yourself, you're able and you're allowing yourself to be more creative. You're allowing yourself to solve problems better, to make better decisions. And then again, just practicing, working on your self-talk. So this can be through using kind and encouraging statements. This can be by using affirmations, and doing some of that mirror work that I mentioned, because this will help to deal with your internal bully, and really help you to start again, putting yourself first, prioritizing yourself, filling your cup up so that then you can pour in all your dopeness into others, because we need you. We actually need you. So take some time to think about some kind things that you could start doing to yourself. Is it that you're going to focus on your self-talk? Is it that you're going to start, you know, spending quality time with yourself, like going out on a date, going out for walks? Is it that you're going to give yourself some more attention by maybe practicing some mindfulness or journaling? And again, just remembering to treat yourself as you would a friend. And I really, really hope you enjoyed this episode and took away some gems. If you want to find more of me, you can find me on Instagram at Shanley Lewis. So that's S-H-A-N-L-E-Y, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. I do one-to-one coaching, I have workshops, and I actually have a mini course that's actually out now, where you'll be able to enroll, and that's all about mastering your self-talk and developing your compassionate voice. So if that's something that you want to start working on, all information in terms of how you can get in contact with me will be in the show notes. Make sure that you share this episode with anybody you feel who's going to need this right now, and just continue to be amazing and continue to be dope. Bye guys.